and how leading Iraqi politicians hold talks to hammer out a deal for the formation of a new government. Muqtada al-Sadr, whose bloc came first in the parliamentary elections, held separate meetings with leaders of different blocs, including Hadi al-Amiri and incumbent Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. Sadr says the meetings are meant to reassure Iraqis that the new government will speak for everyone.
Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has met with Iraq's incumbent Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The meeting comes at the backdrop of Sadr's alliance, Sa'irun, winning the May 12th parliamentary elections. Sa'irun garnered 54 parliamentary seats. Premier Abadi's victory alliance came in third with 42 seats, following the Hadi Amiri-led Fatah alliance, which came in second, winning 47 seats.
The new parliamentarians who won seats in these elections must take on their duties soon, and we must elect a new government. We are working closely with Syed Sadr and with other political blocs to speed up the process of forming a new government.
Sadr is a longtime enemy of the U.S. who led at least two uprisings against U.S. occupying forces in Iraq. He stressed the need to prevent any foreign intervention in Iraqi affairs.
We are headed towards an independent Iraq. This meeting has a strong message. We are headed towards a government of reform which will care for all Iraqis. Our door is open for all, so long as Iraq's sovereignty is respected and Iraq's decisions remain Iraqi.
Though Sadr's alliance won the elections, he himself cannot be prime minister, but does have a strong position in negotiations, either by a parliamentary majority or consensus among political blocs.
I don't think Sadr will form an alliance with Premier Abadi because of the extreme contradictions in their political stances and views. I believe in the upcoming period, Mr. Abadi's bloc would be allied with former Premier Maliki's State of Law coalition and the Fatah alliance led by Hadi Amiri.
The term of Iraq's current parliament will end on June 30th. The next Iraqi premier should be chosen and new government should be formed within 90 days from the final announcement of the results, which was on May 19th. Until this moment, it is unclear whether or not Abadi and Sadr have decided to form an alliance. However, many argue that such an alliance is unlikely to be formed, namely due to their differing views on foreign relations. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.